Today's shiur is a Masechta Yevamos on Daf Lamed Gimel. We will begin at the very top of the Amud with the words B'mai Kamiflagi. Begins the Gemara, B'mai Kamiflagi. Today's shiur is a continuation of the sugya of Ein Isser Chalal Isser that we began in yesterday's shiur. And the Gemara is specifically referring at the beginning of this Amud to the three machlokas that we had in yesterday's shiur between Rab Chiya and Bar Kapora. And they concern the following three cases. Zor Sheshimesh B'Shabbos. If a Zor did the Avoda on Shabbos, according to Rab Chiya, he would be Chayiv Shtayim, one for doing Avoda, and secondly, he would be also Machalo Shabbos, because the heter of doing Avodah on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash is only for Kohanim and not for Zorim. According to Bar Kapora, once there's a heter on Shabbos, it's a heter for Zorim as well. And therefore, the only thing the Zor would be over would be doing Avodah, but not Chilul Shabbos. So according to Bar Kapora, there's only Chayiv 1. The second machlokus between Rab Chiya and Bar Kapora is in Baal Mum Sheshimesh Betumah. A Baal Mum, who's not allowed to do the Avoda, but he compounded that by becoming Tameh and doing the Avoda while he's Tameh. According to Rab Chiya, he's Chayiv 2, one for Baal Mum doing the Avoda, and the second for doing the Avoda Betum. According to Bar Kapora, he's only Chayiv 1 for Baal Mum. He is not Chayiv for Tumah because it's speaking about Betzibur, and Betzibur Tumah is Dechuya, and therefore, that would apply to the Baal Mum as well, according to Bar Kapora, and therefore, he's only Chayiv for Avoda. The third machlokus between Rab Chiya and Bar Kapora is in Zor She'ochel Malika, which for a Zor, Malika is not a proper Shechita, it remains Nevela. According to Rab Chiya, therefore, a Zor who's eating Kachim, which he's not supposed to, and he's eating Nevela, is Chayiv for two. According to Bar Kapora, there's a heter of Malika that applies to the Zor as well, and the only thing the Zor is over is on Achilas Kachim. And now we begin our Gemara. B'mai Kamiflagi, what is the main machlokas in these three machlokasin? What is the essence of the machlokas? As the Tosus Yishonim here on the side, the top Tosus Yishonim explains, the Mai Deka Amri Kisha Hutra Ainza Ikr Tam Do Efshar Loimer Bishneit Stadim. Even though in yesterday's sugya, Rab Chiya and Bar Kapora did go through various understandings of what their machlokas is all about, but the Gemara knew that that's not the essence of their machlokas, because as the Tosfos Yeshayahu says, you could go either way based on what we learned in yesterday's sugya. So the Gemara is looking for a deeper fundamental understanding of what the essence of the machlokas is. And therefore, the Gemara asks, B'mai Kamiflagi, what's really at the core of the machlokas between Rab Chiya and Bar Kapora? And the Gemara wants to suggest something that it will not remain with, and it says the following. You know what the machlokas is? And this ties in all three machlokas. It'll be Be'isser Kolel V'aliba de Rab Yossi. It'll concern Isser Kolel according to Rab Yossi. In order to understand these few words, we have to make a little bit of a review on yesterday's daf, and then we will understand what the Gemara means. So to refresh our memory, Rab Yossi in yesterday's daf said that in a case of Bo Olea and Chayiv Olea Mishum Eishes Ach Umishum Achos Isha, if this woman in the Yibum situation was an Erva, she was his wife's sister, so not only is there an Isser of Achos Isha, but there's also an Isser of Eishes Ach, because Eishes Ach never became permitted when there's an Erva. So Rab Yossi is of the opinion simply that Isser Chalal Isser, and therefore you would be over for two Averis, both for Eishes Ach and for Achos Isha. Rab Shimon disagrees with Rab Yossi, and in one brisa he says Einoi Chayiv El Mishum Eishes Ach Bilvad, and in the second brisa he says Einoi Chayiv El Mishum Achos Isha Bilvad. And in yesterday's daf, the Gemara explained Now, when does Reb Shimon hold that you're only chayv for Eishes Ach? That will be speaking about a case where Nasa Meis va'acher kach Nasa Chai. That first, the brother who eventually would die the earliest, the Meis, he married his wife first. So now his wife became Osir on all his brothers because of Eishes Ach. Subsequently, his, the Chai, the one who is going to do Yibum, or possibly do Yibum, he married a sister of, let us call it Reuven the Meis, a sister of Reuven's wife. He married Leah, and Reuven's wife is Rachel. So then, he has married a woman who all the sisters of Leah will now be usher to Shimon. Nasachai. One of the sisters is Rachel, but there are other sisters as well. So Rachel and all the other sisters, there will be a question of Achos Isha. Now that would be an example of what we call an Isser Kolel. The first Isser was Eishes Ach. By that Isser, all the brothers of the deceased, Reuven, became Usser in his lifetime, the Isser of Eishes Ach. And now comes the Isser of Achos Isha, by Shimon marrying Leah. Now Shimon has a question, is the Usser in all the sisters of Leah, the Isser, which we would call Achos Isha. Rashi, on yesterday's daf, in Lamed Beis, Amid Beis, around two-thirds of the way down, Rashi gives us the definition, what is an Isser Mosef and what is an Isser Kolel. Says Rashi, Divrei Amasal Isser Mosef, Kishoi Isser Mosef al Achaticha, La'osro al mi de Hagoy Sabach, Shehoisa Muterasalov. If through this Isser, more people become Usser in this Chaticha or in this woman from before, then that's an Isser Mosef. What's an Isser Kolel? Sheha Isser Chal al Chatichos Acheros, Va'oisa Goyreres Lezui Moem al Yedei Migui. So here is the definition Rashi gives us in a nutshell, what the difference when we're speaking about Ein Isser Chal al Isser, and now you want to say that this Isser should be Chal al Isser, you could have two cases. You can have a case of an Isser Moisif, which will be where more people become usher to this chaticha or to this woman. You can also have an Isser Kolel. An Isser Kolel will be not that more people are becoming usher, but I, who am already usher in this woman, I become usher to more people. So that would be an example of Eishes Ach. And now it's a situation of Achos Isha. So I am already, I and my brothers are all already usher to this Eishes Ach. However, now by marrying the sister of my Eishes Ach, by marrying Shimon, by marrying Leah, he becomes usher in all of Leah's sisters because they're all Achos Isha to Leah. So, the Gemara is saying that, the machlokas between Rab Chi and Bar Kapora will be in the Isser Kolel according to Rab Yossi. Now, if you remember yesterday, Sugya, we had Rab Avua right at the top of Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, Omer Rab Avua, Moda Rab Yossi by Isser Mosef. Rab Yossi is Moda by Isser Mosef. That there you say Isser Chalal Isser. However, it would seem from Rab Avua's words that Rab Yossi is not Moda by Isser Kolel, that Isser Chal Isser. He's only Moda by Isser Mosef. And there's a logic why Isser Mosef is a stronger Isser than Isser Kolel. Because by Isser Kolel, nothing is happening to Rachel herself. Rachel is the woman who was married to Reuven. Leah now is married to Shimon. So if you're speaking about a case of an Isser Kolel, meaning that the Meis was married to Rachel first, and therefore all the brothers are already usher to this woman because of Eishes Ach. Now Shimon marries Leah, and now we have a situation of Achos Isha, that all Leah's sisters are going to become usher. So nothing is happening in Rachel herself. Rachel is already usher because of Eishes Ach. What's the new concept? The new concept is that Shimon is marrying Leah, and now all of Leah's sisters are Usher. So we want to say, since Shimon is becoming Usher in all of Leah's sisters, he should also become Usher in another Isser in Eshesach, in the woman that he was already Usher to, Rachel, because she was his wife, his brother's wife. He was Reuven's, she is Reuven's wife. So since by marrying Leah, Shimon is becoming prohibited in all of Leah's sisters, so who adin, Rachel should acquire that Isser of Achos Isha as well. So nothing is happening in Rachel herself. She's not becoming Usher to any of Shimon's brothers. They're already Usher. So the only change that's taking place is that since that Leah, Shimon is becoming Usher in Leah's sisters, therefore Rachel should as well get that Isser of Achos Isha. Maybe you don't say that. Maybe you only say Isser Moisev, which would be the reverse case. The reverse case would be where Nasa Meis Va'achakach Nasa, by Nasa Chai Va'achakach Nasa Meis. If Shimon had first married Leah, so Rachel would be Usher because of Achos Isha. But now Reuven the deceased would have married after Shimon married Leah. Then Reuven married Rachel. So by marrying Rachel, now he is causing Eshes Ach. So he is prohibiting Rachel to all of his brothers. So since he's prohibiting Rachel to all of his brothers, now something is happening in Rachel, which wasn't there before. Till now, Rachel was only Usher to Shimon because of Achos Ishtoi. It's Leah's sister, Rachel. So Rachel is Usher to Shimon because of Achos Ishtoi. But now some new dimension is happening in Rachel herself, because Rachel is becoming forbidden to other people, which we said the definition of Rashi, that's Isser Moisim. So since it is affecting other people, perhaps it even affects Shimon, even though Shimon's already Usher because of Achos Ishtoi to Rachel. But Rachel affected Eshes Ach, so perhaps she affects Eshes Ach even to Shimon himself, even though Shimon's already Usher. So Isser Moisev, which is affecting in Rachel herself, maybe it affects Shimon as well. However, maybe Isser Koilel, that's not affecting any new dimension. Any new people are becoming Usher in Rachel. They're already Usher as Eshes Ach. Maybe you don't say Isser Koilel. So Rav Avu, in fact, did not learn the Isser of Isser Koilel. However, the Gemara wants to suggest now that Rav Chiya, this will be Gufa the Machlokes between Rav Chiya and Bar Kapara, whether Rav Yossi, who everybody holds that Rav Yossi agrees to Isser Moisif, but does he also agree to Isser Koilel or not? And although yesterday, Tosfos points this out, on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, although in the top Tosfos, Isser Koilel, although in yesterday's shiur we said that according to Rav Avuah, Rav Yossi only holds of Isser Moisif. He doesn't hold of Isser Koilel. And Tosfos Gufa over there asked the question, how do you know Rav Yossi doesn't hold of Isser Koilel? Maybe Rav Yossi does hold of Isser Koilel. And Tosfos wanted to bring a proof that Rav Yossi doesn't hold of Isser Koilel. Why? Because in yesterday's shiur we learned Rav Yossi had a din concerning Chamoisei and Eshes Ish. Somebody has a mother-in-law, and she's not married at the time. She's an almana. And then Venas is Eshes Ish. She married someone, and she became Usher to her son-in-law with the Isser of Eshes Ish. And then he had relationship with his mother-in-law. So Rabbi Yossi says, Chamoisei Venas Eshes Ish, Nidun b'chamoisei. What is that a case of? That's a case of Isser Moisei. Because till now, this woman was ushered to me as Chamoisei. Now that she got married, she's ushered to me as Eshes Ish. Eshes Ish is making her ushered to the whole world. That's a case of Isser Moisev. So in fact, Rabbi Yossi says, what Misa will she get? Will she get Chenek because of Eshes Ish? Or will she get Sreifa because of Chamoisei? She will get Sreifa because it's an Isser Moisev. Isser Chalal Isser. What about the opposite? Eshes Ish v'nasa chamoisei. this woman was married and she wasn't yet my mother-in-law. So till now, the Isser is one of Eishes Ish. Now I marry her daughter, so she becomes to me a mother-in-law as well. And this person had a relationship with his mother-in-law. Rabbi Yossi says, Nidun be'Eishes Ish. Oynesh is only one of Chenek, as Eishes Ish, not because of Chamoisai. So L'chari, you see clearly, Rabbi Yossi says Taisus, why isn't there Chamoisai? If, in fact, you would say Isser Chal Isser, even by Isser Koilel, this would be an Isser Koilel, says Taisus. Why? Because Chamoisai v'nasa Eishes Ish is, Eishes Ish v'nasa Chamoisai. That's Koilel. It's not Moisev. You can't be Moisev on Eishes Ish. Eishes Ish makes your Osir to the whole world. But there's an Isser Kailo. Why? Because now that there's an Isser of Chamoisai, there's Aim Chamoisai. I am going to become, what's the definition of Isser Kailo? That I become Osir to more people. Yes, by her becoming an Eishes Ish Shanasa Chamoisai, there's going to be more people Usher. Why? There's Aim Chamoisai, who's also Usher. There is Aim Chamov. Now that his father-in-law, the mother of the father-in-law will become prohibited. That's all Isser Koilel. And Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold that the Chamoisai falls on top of the Isser Eishes Ish and becomes effective. Because if he would hold it, then the Oynesh should be what? It should be Sreifa for Chamoisai, and it's not. It's only Chenek, the easier one of Eishes Ish. So Tosfos says, I have a clear proof to Rav Avuha Shita in yesterday's Gemara that we don't say Isser Koilel according to Rabbi Yossi. And now, that's itself, Tosfos is going to ask on the Gemara we're learning right now. Why? Because the Gemara wants to suggest that Rav Avuha holds of Isser Koilel, according to Rabbi Yossi. But Karpara does not hold of it, and Rav Chiya holds of Isser Koilel, according to Rabbi Yossi. Let us see the Gemara. We're going to have to answer that question in a moment. The Gemara says, what is the machloikas of Rav Chiya and Bar Kapora be Isser Koilel v'alibin to Rabbi Yossi? What's pshat? Rav Chiya suffer Rabbi Yossi be Isser Koilel mechayev tarti. Rav Chiya holds not like Rav Avuha in yesterday's sugya, that according to Rabbi Yossi, we only say Isser Chalal Isser, that one Isser that falls another Isser could land on the other Isser and be effective. When? Only by Isser Moisev, but not by Isser Koilel. No, Rav Chiya disagrees. He holds that even be Isser Koilel mechayev tarti. And therefore, the Gemara is going to attempt to show that in all of the three cases that we learned in yesterday's Amud Beis, Zor Shashimish B'Shabbos, Balmum Shashimish B'Tum, and Zor Shachol Malika, all of those cases will be a case of Isser Koilel, and Rav Chiya holds that according to Rabbi Yossi, by Isser Koilel, Yer Mechuyev too, asks Tosfos in yesterday's Amud Beis, so what about the proof I just brought? If you say that Rabbi Yossi holds by Isser Koilel, Yer Chayev too, so why by Eishes Ish? Shenasa Chamoisai, which is a case of Isser Koilel, why does Rabbi Yossi say that the punishment will be Eishes Ish? Why don't we say Isser Chal Isser be Isser Koilel? Answers Tosfos that Rabbi Chiya will hold that that's not a real classical case of a Koilel. You know why? Because it's not Shem Echad. Because what are you adding on? You're adding on Aim Chamoisai. The mother of the Chamoisai, that's a special Isser, Aim Chamoisai. It's not the Isser Chamoisai. You're adding on Aim Chamav, that's a special Isser of Aim Chamav, but it's not Chamoisai. That, according to Rabbi Chiya, is not a classical case of Isser Koilel. It doesn't have the Shem Echad. You know what a classic case of Isser Koilel is? Achois Ishtai. Once Shimon marries Leah, he becomes Osir in all the sisters of his present wife. That's Achois Ishtai. That's Shem Echad. That's Isser Koilel. So that Rabbi Chiya holds, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi would hold that Isser Koilel. You're bringing me a raya from Chamoisai. Chamoisai is not a classic case of Isser Chamoisai, of Isser Koilel. So now, Rabbi Chiya sover according to Rabbi Yossi be Isser Koilel mechayev tarti. Bar Kapora sover loy mechayev elochado. Bar Kapora holds that according to Rav Yossi, by an Isser Koilel, you're only Mechayiv one. And the Gemara is going to try in a moment to fit all the three cases into this Machlokas by Isser Koilel, whether you're Chayiv two or whether you're Chayiv one. Now, according what we have to do now is to go through Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon and see how this fits in. So according to Rabbi Avuah, Rabbi Yossi holds that, according to Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yossi holds you're chayiv too. When are you chayiv too? Whether it's an Isser Koilel or whether it's an Isser Moisev, whether it's first Nasa Chai v'achakach Nasa Meis or Nasa Meis v'achakach Nasa Chai, it doesn't matter which Isser comes first, Eishes Ach or Achos Isha, you're always chayiv too. Rab Shimon disagrees. Rab Shimon holds you're only chayiv one. And it doesn't matter whether it's an Isser Moisev or an Isser Koilel, you're only chayiv one. So according to Rab Chiya, it's a very simple machloikus between Rab Yossi and Rab Shimon. Are you chayiv two by Isser Koilel, Isser Moisev, or you're only chayiv one by Isser Koilel, by Isser Moisev? Now, according to Bar Kapora, Bar Kapora holds in Rab Yossi that Rab Yossi holds by Isser Koilel, you're only chayiv one. So Rashi raises the issue, the problem. So what do we do with yesterday's sugya? Because in yesterday's sugya we said that according to Rab Shimon, you're chayiv one. In what case? You're chayiv one whether Eishes Ach came first and then Achos Isha, or whether Achos Isha came first and then Eishes Ach. So if Rab Shimon is arguing on Rab Yossi in both cases, it means that Rab Yossi is arguing on Rab Shimon in both cases. So it means Rab Yossi holds that you're chayiv two, whether Eishes Ach came first or whether Achos Isha came first. So the question is, but you, Bar Kapora, are telling me that by Isser Koilel, Rab Yossi holds only one. If so, so how does Rab Yossi say two in the case of Isser Koilel? What's the case of Isser Koilel? Where the mace, the mace married first, so you had the Eishes Ach already there, and then the live one, Shimon, then married Leah, then came Achos Isha. That's a case of Isser Koilel. You're telling me, according to Rabbi Yossi, you're only chayiv one, but Rabbi Yossi says you're chayiv two. So Rashi answers, Einachanami, we'll be forced to say that that's only what Rabbi Chiya will hold. But Bar Kapora will hold that the Machloikis, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yossi is only in one of the two cases. He doesn't hold of the Brisa that said that there's a Machloikis even by Chai V'Acherkach Nasa Meis, and by the other case as well. No, it'll only be by Chai V'Acherkach Nasa Meis. Why? Because Chai V'Acherkach Nasa Meis, that's Moisef. By Moisef, Einachanami, there Rabbi Yossi holds your Chayiv two, and Rabbi Shimon holds your only Chayiv one. What about by Meis V'Acherkach Nasa Chai, which is a case of Eishes Ach and then Achos Isha? So what is that a case of? Not Isser Moisef, but Isser Koilel. By Isser Koilel, according to Bar Kapora, Einachanami, everybody will hold that you're only Chayiv one. So Rashi says we don't agree with the Brisa, according to Bar Kapora, of Meis V'Achach Nasachai, because there will not be a Machlaikis between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Tosis disagrees with Rashi, and Tosis says, no, we could learn it even according to Bar Kapora. How's it Shaykh Chayiv two? It's not Pshat your Chayiv two Oinshim, but you're only Chayiv Negea, what we learned in yesterday's daf, Lekoivrei Bein Rishoyim Gemurim. Rashi said it means that he will be put into a Skila Sreifa cemetery. Tosfos says no, such a person would not be put in a Skila Sreifa cemetery, but he'll be put in a cemetery which has people who are over on two Averis, as opposed to putting him in a cemetery of people who are only over one Avera. So according to Tosfos, you could be Goyris, you could have the Mishnah of Meis v'acherkach nasachai, where Eishes Ach came before Achos Isha, and Einachanami, even according to Rabbi Yossi, according to Bar Kapora, you're only over one Aveira, but the Nafkemina will be Lekoivroi in a worse Besdin. So, Bekitzer, The machlokes, according to the way the Gemara understands it now, is aliba de Rabbi Yossi. Does Rabbi Yossi only say you're chayiv two by iser moisif, or does he say you're even chayiv two by iser koilol? Now the Gemara says, good, let's see if the three cases work into your explanation. Umay iser koilol ikahacha. Let's go through the three cases and see where do we have an iser koilol. Bishlam is zar, by the first case of zar shashimesh b'shabbos, so mi'ikara shori b'melacha, v'asr b'avoida. During the week, the zar was mutter to do melacha, he wasn't over any isr melacha, but he was asr to do avoida. Avoida on a zar is asr to do avoida. The Gemara in Amud Beis will tell us exactly what the case is of where the zar was asr to do avoida. Asila Shabbos, Shabbos comes along, migu de kamitzer b'melacha, since now he becomes asur, the czar, in doing the lametes melachis, mitzer nami b'avoida. So the avoda, which to him was asur only because of what? Because of zarus, now takes on a new dimension that it's also asur because of melacha Shabbos. Rashi explains this is a classic case of Isser Koilel. Why? Because now that it's Shabbos, I'm getting a new dimension of Isser. In what way? I'm getting, not that more people are becoming Isser. Rashi speaks out. If the din would be, which is not the din, but Lu Yitzur, the din would be, that during the week, a czar is Isser Bavoida and a Kayan is Mutter Bavoida. And on Shabbos, a Kayan also becomes Isser Bavoida. So that would be a classic case of Isser Moisif. What's the definition that we said from Rashi and Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis of Isser Moisif? The definition is more people become Usser to do this thing. So that's what would be happening. Till now, a czar was Usser to do the Avoida. Now a Kayan is Usser to do the Avoida. That's Isser Moisif. But that's not true. If it's anything that's mutter for a Kayan to do during the week, he's also allowed to do on Shabbos. So we're not talking about more people becoming Usser to do this. Rather, we're talking about the czar. The czar, till now, was also to do certain avodos in the Beis HaMikdash, which we'll learn on Amud Beis, and now he becomes also to do all of the lametes melachas, even those that are not related to avoda. So that this individual becomes also in more things. So what do you want to say? Since you're becoming also in more things, that's like becoming also in more pieces of meat, or in more women. Not that your brothers are going to become usher in this one woman, but you're going to become usher in your achos ishtoi. That's Isser Koilel. You're going to become usher the czar in other malachas of Shabbos. Therefore, even the avoda that you were usher to do al czar in the weekday, now you get a new dimension that it's also usher because of chil Shabbos. So that's a case of Isser Koilel. So very good. So now we could say, Rav Chiya holds, according to Rav Yosi, you're chayiv by Isser Koilel too, because of Isser Chalal, Isser by Isser Koilel, and Bar Kapora holds according to Rabbi Yossi, you're only Chayv 1. So this case works out in the Machlokas that we're trying to say, it explains Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapora. Let's go to the second case, it works out also. Baal Mum, the second case was Shishimish Betuma. Mi'ikara Shori Bachila V'Asr Bavoida. So till now, as Rashi says, it says a pasuk umina kachim yoichel, that a baal mum, although he's not allowed to do avoda, he's allowed to eat from the kachim. So till now, he was mutter to eat, but he was asr to do avoda. Itmale, but once he becomes tameh, migoy dika mitzur bachila, now, since he becomes asr bachila, because a tameh is not allowed to eat from kachim, so mitzur nami bavoda. So now, as a baal mum, he also becomes usher to do avoda. So again, that is an Isser Koilel, because now, since tumah affects achila, it will also play a new dimension in avoda. So not only is he doing an avera because of baal mum, but he's doing an avera because he's tameh. So again, this is an Isser Koilel. Ask the Ravid right away, what do you mean it's an Isser Koilel? Do you remember the definition we said from Tosfos? When it has two shemos, it's not called an Isser Koilel. That's why Rav Avuah held That's why Rav Chiya holds that there's no kasha from Chamoisai, because Chamoisai is not a classic Ishtar Koilo, because Ein Chamoisai is a different shame. If it's a different shame, that's not called an Ishtar Koilo. Yet the Gemara here calls it an Ishtar Koilo. So Tosfos has that question on his own Shita, and Tosfos gives an answer. No, that is called Shem Echad. Why? Because both the Ishtar Avoda and the Ishtar Achila of the Baal Mum, Betuma, both have the name Yakriv. By Kol Ish Asher Boy Mum La Yigash La Hakriv Lechem, and by Achilas Tumah it says also Ish Ish Asher Yakriv Mikol Zarachem, when speaking about eating Betumah. So Tosfos answers that a Baal Mum who does Avoda and the Isser Achila Betumah both have Hakrava, and therefore they could be called Shem Echad, and therefore the Gemara entertains the thought that according to Rav Chiya, that Rav Yossi holds by Isser Kolal, Isser Chalal Isser, this would be a classical case of an Isser Kol. That's how Tosfos answers this problem. So what the Gemara is saying is that Isser Kolo works out in the Hesber of the Machlokes Bar Kapor and Rav Chiya in the first two cases. But my problem is, Elamalika Bevasa Achas, he de Mishkachas Law, Isser Kolo, Law Mishkachas Law, the third case, which was Zar, Shaacha Malika. And you want to say again that the Machlokes concerns Isser Kolo between Rav Chiya and Bar Kapor. There's no Isser Kolo here. It's a case of Bevasa Achas. Why? What are the two Isurim that we're discussing here? We're discussing a Zar eating Kachim. He's not allowed to eat from the Basar Oif of the Chatas over here. And also that you have Malika. Malika is good for a Kayin, but not for a Zar. For a Zar, it's Nevela. So the Gemara says, when is the Isur Nevela? And when is the Isur of a Zar eating Kachim? When is it Chal? It's not Chal, Isur, Chal al Isur, or Ein Isur, Chal al Isur, which is Bozeh Achar Zeh. Rather, it's Chal Bevas Achas at the same time. Tosfos asked the Kasha here in the third Tosfos, the Ramaskal al Malik Bevas Achas, how in fact is it Bevas Achas? Because L'chayra, the Isur Nevela takes place right by the Malika for the Zar. Mashi Enkein, the Isser of eating Kachim for a Zar, only takes place after the Dam, the Avoidas HaDam, because that's when it becomes Mutter for a Kayin. It's a quid pro quo. Whenever it's Mutter for the Kayin, it becomes Usser for the Zar to eat. But it only becomes Mutter for the Kayin after the Avoidas HaDam. And yet it becomes Nevela right by the Shechita, by the Malika. So L'char, it's not Bevas Achas. Tosfos answers, it is Bevas Achas. As long as the before you do the Malika, what Isser is on this thing? Me'ila. Once you prepare it properly with Malika and you do the Avodah Saddam, then it becomes Mutter V'Kahanim, and as we learned in Rashi and Ahmed Beis in yesterday's shir, then the din is that the Isser Me'ila falls away. And a new Isser takes place, which is called Zar eating Kachim. But says Tosfos that the Isser Nevela will not be Chal right by the Malika, because as long as it's not Mutter for the Kayin to eat, what avera do you still have there? The Isser Me'ila. The Isser Me'ila is a Isser Chomer. The Isser of a Zar, of the Isser Nevela compared to the Isser Me'ila is considered an Isser Kal. Isser Me'ila is Chomer from Isser Nevela. And Isser Kal can't land on top of an Isser Chomer. So the only time the Nevela could be Chal is when the Isser Chomer goes totally away. When does the Isser Chomer of Mila go totally away? After the Avodah Saddam. So that's when the Nevela is Chal. That's when the Isser of Zar eating Kachim is Chal. They're both Chal, Bevas Achas. So that's what the Gemara is asking, according to the way we explain this whole scenario of Isurim. These Isurim are all Chal, Bevas Achas. El Malik, Bevas Achas. It's not a question of Ein Isser Chal Isser and Isser Koilo. It's a whole new concept called Basachas. And by the way, of course, Basachas is much stronger than Isser Koilo. Isser Koilo in our discussion is the weakest one. But because, as we explained before, nothing is changing in the woman herself. She's not becoming usher to more people. Rather, the man is becoming usher to more women. There's no change in the original woman herself, the Eishes Ach. So that's why it's a very weak one. Bas Achas, both are coming at the same time. There is a very strong swara to say that even if I don't hold by Yisr Koilel, Yisr Chalal Yisr, but by Bas Achas, I will hold Isser Chal al Isser. So therefore the Gemara says you're right. Isser Koilel does not apply in the third case. It only applies in the first two cases. So we have to make a machloikis between Rabchi and Bar Kapar that fits to all three cases. Ela kamifligi be Isser bevas achas. You're right. That kufu will be the machloikis. By Isser bas achas. Well, leave it to Rabbi Yossi. Does Rabbi Yossi hold of bas achas that Isser Chal al Isser? Maybe he only holds it by Isser Moisif. That when it's bas achas, he's chayiv too. Bar Kapora sover lo mechayiv alechada. Bar Kapora holds you're only chayiv one. And then the Gemara again is going to go through all three cases and see if bas achas fits in or not. But first, we have to now explain what we've learned till now with the new way of understanding the machlokes. Because now it comes out, according to Rabbi Chiya, that bevas achas in Rabbi Yossi, you're chayiv one, you're chayiv two. What's the case of Rabbi Yossi? When Rabbi Yossi said in our Mishnah, negei our Mishnah, that you're chayiv both for a eishes ach and for achos isha. Now, according to Rabbi Chiya, that could be speaking about bevas achas. As Rashi explains, how did you do it bevas achas? You said the two brothers sent one shliach to marry two sisters. And the two sisters sent one shliach l'kabbalah to receive the kedushin from the two brothers. And when the shliach l'kabbalah received the kesef kedushin from the shliach loylocha, at that one moment, everything became a reality in one shot. There became, both brothers were married to the two, Reuven was married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah. At the same moment, there's an Isser Eishazach taking place, and there's an Isser Chaisisha taking place. So according to Rabbi Chiya, in Rabbi Yossi, at this time, you're Chayiv Shtayim. Now, let's go a step further. What about, says Tosfos, how do we understand Rabbi Shimon? Whenever we understand Rabbi Yossi, we also have to understand Rabbi Shimon, who's arguing on Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon says you're only chayiv one. So says Tosfos, if it was Eishes Ach first and then Achos, it's speaking about Bevas Achas. But Rabbi Shimon holds you only chayiv one. So when the Brises said, remember there were two Brises. One Brise and Rabbi Shimon said Eishes Ach. One Brise and Rabbi Shimon said Achos Isha. The Brise of Eishes Ach says we understand both come at the same time. Which one is Chal? Which one is the predominant one? Whatever is more Chomer. So which one is more Chomer, says Tosfos? Eishes Ach is more Chomer. This explains the Brise of Eishes Ach. Says Tosfos, why is Eishes Ach more Chomer? We're saying the Tosfos Divrei HaMaskil Be'isser Bas Achas Mechayev Tarti. According to Reb Shimon, when they're both Chal at the same time, Eishes Ach is Chal. Why? Because Eishes Ach is more Chomer than Achos Isha. Why is that so? Because Achos Isha falls away after the Misa of his wife. He's allowed to marry that sister. And Eishes Ach does not fall away unless there's no children. There's a din yibim. But if there's no children, there's an Isser Eishes Ach even after Misa. So Eishes Ach is considered Chomer. So according to Reb Shimon, that explains the Brisa where Reb Shimon says you're only Chayav Eishes Ach. Says Tosfos, what about the other Brisa? The other Brisa we're trying to understand is in Bar Kapora. According to Bar Kapora, what's pshat in the other Brisa that you're only Chayav because of Achos Isha? Says Tosfos, that you'll have to say that Bryce is not speaking about Bevas Achas. That's speaking about where the Chai was first and then the Eishes Ach was second. And Reb Shimon doesn't hold of Isser Moisev. And therefore, what is the Oiver? He's only Oiver one, and that is Eishes Ach. That is Achos Isha. So this will be how Bar Kapora, who learns that in Rabbi Yossi, Bevas Achas, you're only chayiv one, that's how we will understand, till now we're speaking in Rabbi Chiya. That's how Rabbi Chiya will understand what Rabbi Shimon was saying, where Rabbi Shimon said, you're only chayiv one. if both come together, you're chai for the merchomer one, eshes ach. And when are you chai for achos isha? Only if they were not together and the achos isha was before the eshes ach, then according to Reb Shimon, who doesn't hold of Isser Moisev, you'll only be chai because of achos isha. This is Reb Chiya. Now, how do we understand Bar Kapora? Bar Kapora says that in Reb Yossi, if they come bevasachas, you're only chai of one. So Rashi explains that it'll have to be speaking about, it will be speaking about, according to Bar Kapora, you'll be chayiv shtayim only by an Isser Moisev. Ein echanami. If it's bevas achas, Rabbi Yossi holds according to Bar Kapora at this point that you're only chayiv one. So when did Rabbi Yossi say that you're chayiv two? That would only be by achos isha and then eshesach, where it's an Isser Moisev, then you're chayiv two. And what about the opposite case? Eshesach and then achos isha? You remember we said before in Bar Kapora, according to Rashi, that we're not goyres that b'raisa. Ein echanami there, Rabbi Yossi would hold you only chayv one. He'd only hold you chayv two, b'shtayim by an Isser Moisev. Tosfos says, either it will be by an Isser Moisev where the Eishes Ach comes after the Achos Isha, or by an Isser Koilel, the Nafkemina will be, like we've had before, Lekoivrei Bein Rishoim Gemurim, that he's considered, not that he gets an Oinish of two Oinshim, but that he's considered a worse person, and therefore he has to get Kfura in the worst Bezdin. This is how Tosfos explains the Shita of Bar Kapora at this point. Okay, Bekitzer, because there's a lot of details in this Gemara. But Bekitzer, what the Gemara is saying now, is not like we learned originally that the Machlokes of Chiyam Bar Kapora was an Isser Koilel. The Gemara understands that the Machlokes now is in Bevas Achas. So now, if it's in Bevas Achas, we have to get all three cases to line up with Bevas Achas. So one of the three cases is simple Bevas Achas. We learned that already. That's the case of Nevela and Azar eating Kachim, that both Isurim come when the Isser Me'ila falls off, as we explained from Tosfos, when the Avodas Adam takes place, after that it becomes Mutter for the Kahanim, the Isser Mila goes off, and both the Surim of Nevela and of Azar eating Kachim come together. But now, how do we do Bevas Achas and the other two Machloikas in? Says the Gemara, V'hocho, my Isser Bevas Achas, Ikohochi, what Isser of Bevas Achas is there in these cases? So now, let's go through it. Zor Shishimish B'Shabbos Kegoin, the Icy Shtei Saris B'Shabbos, the Havi Luzaris B'Shabbos Bari Adori. The case, the first case, the Machlokes Bar Kapora and Reb Chiya, by a Zar who's doing a vote on Shabbos, you know when it'll be Bevas Achas if he brought two pubic hairs on Shabbos. So the Isser Zaris, that a Zar can't do Avoda, and the Isser of Chilul Shabbos both come together. And there will be a Machlokes, Reb Chiya and Bar Kapora in Reb Yossi, whether Reb Yossi was Chayv 2 or Reb Yossi was only Chayv 1. Baal Mum, the second case, Nami, the case of a Baal Mum who was Shimish Betumah, Nami could go into Isis Shtei Saris. He brought two Saris, Ve'it Malay, and he became Tomei. The Havulei Baal Mum, Ve'tumah, Bahari Adadi. As the Baal Mum is bringing the Shtei Saris to prove that he is a Godol, and now he's chayiv for Baal Mum doing the avoda, at the same time he became tummy. So it's at the same time. Inami shechotach etzboi besakin tameya. He cut his finger, which was dangling, and he was still not yet a Baal Mum. He cut it with a tummy sakin. So the sakin is making him tummy at the same moment that he becomes a Baal Mum. So it's bevas achas, both are coming at the same time. Reb Chiya will have a machlokes with Bar Kapora, whether according to Reb Yossi you're chayv two or you only chayv one. So it works out, but the Gemara has a problem. Bishlam Reb Chiya ki esnai l'didei alibed Reb Yossi ki esnai l'bar kapora alibed Reb Shimon. The Gemara wants to figure out at this point how does Reb, if you remember yesterday sugya, Bar Kapora jumped up on his feet and he said, "I swear that I heard from Rabbeinu HaKadosh that you're only chayv one." Now Reb Chiya doesn't think that Bar Kapora is a liar, that he swore false. So how does Reb Chiya rationalize what it must be true that Rabbeinu HaKadosh came to Bar Kapora and said that you're only chayv one? So he has a very good answer, Reb Chiya. When Rebbe was speaking to Reb Chiya that you're chayv two, he was going according to Reb Yossi. And according to Reb Yossi, by Bevas Achas, you're chayiv too. And when he was speaking to Bar Kapora, who was he speaking according to Reb Shimon? According to Reb Shimon, Bivasa Achas, you're only chayiv one. And Reb Bar Kapora made a mistake, and he thought that Rebbe was speaking in Reb Yossi. So that's how Bar Kapora got to his wrong thinking. Elo Bar Kapora, but according to Bar Kapora, nobody holds your chayiv too. Even Reb Yossi holds Bevasach as your only chayiv one. So Reb Chiya Shkuri Kamashaker? Is Reb Chiya saying a lie? He's saying something that never happened? I swear that Rabbeinu HaKadosh told me too. What are you talking about? Even according to Reb Yossi, you're only chayiv one. How could Rabbeinu have told you two? He told me one. Elo the Gemara comes up with a new machloikis. Kamiflagi. Be'isr Basachas Valiba de Reb Shimon. Basachas according to Reb Shimon. According to Rabbi Yossi, as we're soon going to see in the Gemara clearly, Rabbi Yossi is going to hold Bevasachas, even according to Bar Kapora, that you're chayiv two. When did Bar Kapora say you're chayiv one? That's in Reb Shimon. And Rav Chiya says in Reb Shimon that you're also chayiv two. So now the Gemara says, Bishlo Rav Chiya kamishtabel afuki Reb Shimon mechaske. We understand why Rav Chiya jumped up on his feet and he swore, because he wanted to change the chazok of Reb Shimon. Meaning, as Rashi explains, that according to Reb Shimon, by Isser Moisef, no Isser Chal Isser. By Isser Koilel, no Isser Chal Isser. So Rav Chiya says, I swear that by Isser Bevas Achas, even Rav Shimon holds your chayiv too, and Isser is, it's not Chal Isser, it's both Isserim are coming together, and then both Isserim are Chal. El Bar Kapora, Bar Kapora holds that according to Rav Shimon, even when they come together. You don't say your chayiv too, ain't Shim. Lama Reili Shtabuya, what's he swearing? Rav Shimon is going in his normal way that you don't say his chayiv ever for two Isurim. By Yisr Koilel not, by Yisr Moisev not, so by Basachas also not. So Kasha, the Gemara says, Ein Chadami, this is a Kasha, why Bar Kapora had to swear. And now the Gemara asks a strong question on Rav Chiya. Bishloima lebar kapora. It is good according to Bar Kapora. The Gemara is going to ask the question we asked before on Reb Chiya. Now the Gemara is going to ask according to this pshat on Bar Kapora. Bishloima lebar kapora ki esnaya rebbe lididei alibi de Reb Shimon. Ki esnaya le Reb Chiya alibi de Reb Yossi. I understand how Bar Kapora can, based on this new machlokas in Reb Shimon, so Bar Kapora understands what Reb Chiya's mistake was. In other words, when Rebbe said to me one, he's speaking according to Reb Shimon. He's speaking according to Reb Yossi. But when he spoke, Reb Chiya thought that when Reb Chiya made a mistake, he thought Rebbe was talking to him alibi de Reb Shimon, as Rashi explains. Really, Rebbe was talking to Reb Chiya alibi de Reb Yossi. And as we said before, everyone, even Bar Kapora, agrees that according to Reb Yossi, when it comes b'vasachas, you're chayiv shtayim. So Bar Kapora says, very good. He told me, Rebbe, that according to Reb Shimon, you're only chayiv one. He told Reb Chiya that you're chayiv too. Yeah, because Reb Chiya was telling it according to Reb Yossi. He wasn't telling it according to Reb Shimon. That was Reb Chiya's mistake. He thought that he's saying it even according to Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, it's only one. Rebbe told Reb Chiya too, because he wasn't going according to Reb Shimon, he was going according to Reb Yossi. So according to Bar Kapora, we can understand his shita, and we understand how he understands Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya is not a liar. He made a legitimate mistake. But if we look at it from the vantage point of Reb Chiya, Bar Kapora shkuri kamashaker. Bar Kapora is saying a lie. How could Rebbe ever have told him one? According to who? According to Reb Yossi, certainly not. It's Bevasachas Yechayv too. Elamai according to Rav Shimon. Reb Chiya holds that even according to Reb Shimon, Rebbe Shita is that there's two. So who was Bar Kapora saying that it was only one? Must be Bar Kapora's a liar. How could that be? So now the Gemara is going to try to figure out what Reb Chiya understood was the mistake of Bar Kapora if we say that Reb Shimon holds two by Bevas Achas. Amalach Reb Chiya, Ki Esnaya Rebbe Lididei, when Rebbe went over to my colleague Bar Kapora, and he told him one. He in fact did tell him one. But you know when he said it to him? Tarte lefnur asniya. He gave him two cases of ptur. You remember, we had three cases where the machlokes is, as we turn to daf lamed gimel lamed beis. He told him potter in the two cases where an iser koilel applies. The iser koilel asne. Where are the two cases where you could have a possibility of iser koilel? That is, as we said on Amid Aleph, by Zar Sheshimish b'Shabbos, because Shabbos is an iser koilel, you're being usher in more malachas of Shabbos. Or about Mum Sheshimish Betuma, because now not only are you usher to do avoida, you're also usher to eat Betuma. So that's an iser koilel. There, Aliba de Rab Shimon, according to Rab Shimon, iser koilel is potter. So Bar Kapora said, wait a second, there's a third kind of case. And that is a czar who ate nevela when he ate malika, which is only mutter for a koyin. Va'aydi the dam yelo, and since this third case, as Rashi explains, is comparable to the first two cases, why is it comparable? Because you're talking about kachim, and you're talking where a person does one is mais aveira, and you want to be mechayiv him two things. There's a question about two isurim, whether he's chayiv or not. So orva badayu, he on his own volition mixed this third case with the other two cases. And later, a few years later, he reviewed the sugya and he forgot that he was the one who mixed it in. The ayin ba, he was ma'ayin in the sugya again. V'loy ashkech el bevasachas. And then he said, wait a second, malika is only possible, as we explained on Amud Aleph, where both Yisurim come together at the same time. And now he had lumped them together that they're all putter. V'sover middaha bevasachas, hanami bevasachas. And since this case of malika is only bevasachas, and you have all three machlokestin together, the other two machlokestin are not speaking about iser koilel, they're speaking about a case of bevasachas. U'mida hanach liftor, and since we're saying the other two cases are putter, haninamach liftor. So he made a cholent. He mixed it all together. He made, this is the only bevasachas possible by malika, as we explained in Amud Aleph, why it's only bevasachas. And it's mixed together with the other two cases, so the other two cases must also be bevasachas. And he knew that the other two cases, he remembered Rebbe told him it's only chayiv one. So he thought, this is bevasachas, this is bevasachas, this is potter, this is potter. So it comes out, everything's potter. That's potter meaning that you're only chayiv one and not two. That's how he got a mistake, says Reb Chiya. That, you know why the other two, in fact, were potter, says Rab Chiya. Not because of Basachas, but because of Iser Koilel. And that's why Rebbe only taught him two, he didn't teach him the third case. Because the third case is not identical to the first two. The third case is a case of Basachas. And that, according to Rab Chiya in Rab Shimon, will be Chayif too. But the first two cases, we're speaking about potter, only chayiv one, because they're speaking about iser koilel. Now, Tosfos says here a very important thing, that Reb Chiya understood that Rebbe taught him this aliba de Reb Shimon. Maybe he taught it to him aliba de Reb Yossi. No, if he would have taught it to him aliba de Reb Yossi, Reb Yossi holds by iser koilel yachayiv too. How do I know that? Because if, in fact, Rabbi Yossi would hold Iser Koilel as Chayiv 1, and this is going according to Rav Yossi, then that would have set up a red flag in Bar Kapora's mind. He never would have mixed up the three cases. Why? Because he knows, as we said in Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Yossi, Basachas! Basachas is chayiv too, according to Rabbi Yossi. That's what we said on Amud Aleph. Everybody agrees, according to Rabbi Yossi, Basachas is chayiv too. How could I mix, and I know the only case by Malika is Basachas. How could I mix that up with the first two? This is definitely chayiv. I would never think that this is potter. So the only way he could make a mix up, says Tosfos, is, according to Rabbi Yossi, Basachas is chayiv too. Koilel is chayiv too. This must be going according to Rab Shimon, where Koilel is potter, is only chayiv one. And that's how he mixed it up with Basachas. And then he thought that even Basachas, according to Rab Shimon, is only chayiv one, when in fact Rab Chiya says in Rab Shimon that's chayiv two. So Tosfos says, here is the point of the Gemara, which we're going to see in a few lines. The Gemara reiterates, where the Gemara brought this whole duff and a half almost of the machlokas between Rav Chiya and Bar Kapora to prove this one thing. In yesterday's shir on Lamed Beis, we said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi only holds of Isser Moisev. That was Rabbi Vuishit also. Isser Moisev, and he doesn't hold of Isser Koilo. And the way we just learned up this sugya just now, Rabbi Yossi holds everything. He holds Isser Moisev, Isser Chalo Isser. He holds Isser Koilo, Isser Chalo Isser. And Bevas Achas, both Isser Mechal. And it's only Rab Shimon who doesn't hold of Isser Moisev. He doesn't hold of Isser Koilo. And in Bevas Achas, there is a machlaikas between Rab Chiya and Bar Kapora, whether Rab Shimon Bevas Achas holds that you're Chayv 2 or you're only Chayv 1. But the reason we brought this whole daf of Gemara is to make that proof that Rab Yossi holds Isser Koilo, that Isser Chalal Isser, not like the sugya that we learned yesterday, that he only holds it by Isser Moisev and not by Isser Koilo. Meister, I'm going to ask you a kasha from a Tosefta. Zor Sheshimish B'Shabbos, Ubalmum Sheshimish B'Tuma. These were two of the three cases where we had a machlokes Rav Chiya and Bar Kapora. Yesh Kamishim Zaris and Umishim Shabbos. So in the first case of Zor Sheshimish B'Shabbos, you're Chayv 2 for Zaris and Melecha Shabbos. And in the second case of Balmum Sheshimish B'Tuma, you're also Chayv 2. Umishim Balmum. Umishum Tuma, Divri Rabbi Yossi, that's what Rabbi Yossi holds. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Enkan El Mishum Zaris, Ubalmum, Muvad. You only Chayv 1 for Zaris and for Ubalmum doing the Avodah. And which case did we not mention here at all? The Ilu Malika Shairo. We didn't mention the third case of Zar Sha'acha Malika. Must be, because Zar Sha'acha Malika has a different halacha than these two. Otherwise, we should have mentioned them as well. Leman Shairo, who are we leaving it over? According to whom does it have a different halacha? Ilam the Rabbi Yossi, if you're going to say it has a different halacha according to Rabbi Yossi, that it's not Chayv 2, only the first two cases are Chayv 2, but this third case is not Chayv 2. That doesn't make sense. Hashta Rabbi Yossi b'Isser Koilo m'Chayv Shtayim, as we just spoke out from Tosfos, and that's why Tosfos explains why the Gemara and Nemdan is a Dover Pashut, that it's, by according to Rabbi Yossi, Isser Koilo is Chayv 2, based on the top of the Amid here. The Gemara and Nemdan for sure, according to Rabbi Yossi, you're always Chayv. You're Chayv by Isser Moisev, you're Chayv by Isser Koilo. If you hold by Isser Koilo, you're Chayv 2, but Isser Basachas Meboya. So Avada Basach is a stronger swara, as we explained before. By Isser Koil, nothing is changing in the woman herself. She's not being mechai of any of the other brothers and Aveira. It's only that he's becoming usher in more women. So, and that's a very weak type of migoy. And yet, by Basachas, they're both coming at the same time. If Rabbi Yossi holds Isser Koil, he's Chayv too. Isser Basachas Meboya. El olav l'Rab Shimon. You know why we didn't mention the case of Malika? Because it'll make enough gemin according to Rab Shimon. Because Rab Shimon holds by Yisr Koilol, ain Yisr Chalol Yisr. Ube Yisr Koilol, who the potter? Avul Yisr Basachas, Mechayiv. There, he says, you would be Mechayiv too. There, I would have to be forced to agree to Rabbi Yossi that you're Chayiv too. That's why it's not mentioned. Teyufta, the Bar Kapora, Teyufta. So this is an upshlag on Bar Kapora. Because the way we learned the whole machlokes between Rabbi Yossi, between Rab Chiya and Bar Kapora is in Rab Shimon. Whether Rab Shimon holds according to Rabbi Yossi that you're Chayiv 2 or not. Here we see from our Gemara that Rav Shimon holds that by Isser Bas Achas, you're Chayiv 2. That's like Rab Chiya said in the name of Rabbi. So we see an upshlag of Bar Kapora to Yufta that you're only Chayiv, he says only Chayiv 1, and we say, we see that you're Chayiv 2 by Bevas Achas, the way Rab Chiya said. And now the Gemara wants to figure out what exactly is the malacha that the Zar Sheshimish B'Shabbos that we had on Amid Aleph and here on Amid Beis is Chayiv. B'mai, where is the Chayiv to Isur? I B'Shchita, what's he doing on Shabbos Shchita? Shchita B'Zar K'Sheira. Shchita is not an avoida that the Zar is over on. And Rashi, the words of Rashi are, the Ein Kan Zarus. There's no Zar. He's not over on doing an Avoida, because we learn in the Pasuk, in the Gemara in Zvachal Lamed Bey says, V'ekrivu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohanim es Adam, mi-Kabola ve'elech mitzvus kuna. Shchit is kosher b'zar, because you only need a Kohen from Kabbalah, from receiving the blood, and onwards. The Halacha needs it, but not the Zrika needs it, but not the Shchita. So the Gemara is asking, how could Shechita be the avoda that a czar is not allowed to do? It's kosher bizarre. But the Achronim, the Shar HaMelech, and the Chassam Sofer discuss, if a Yisrael shechts on Shabbos, is Shabbos mutter for him as, because of Hilchus Shabbos? There's no problem because of avoda, because it's kosher Shechita bizarre. But what about Hilchus Shabbos? Just like the Kohanim can do the avoda in the base of Midrash. And even though there's an Isser Shabbos, there's no problem. What about Zar when he does Shechita? So the Chassam Sofer says that ain't a chenami. There's no Isser Zaris, and if there's no Isser Zaris, there's no Chil Shabbos as well. It's Mutter. However, the Shar HaMelech says no. If you look in Rashi, what does Rashi say? Shechita b'zar kosher ve'en kan Zaris. Why did Rashi say ve'en kan Zaris? Ve'en kan Chil Shabbos. Rashi says there's no Zaris. Mashmir Achil Shabbos, there would be. So, but the Gemara's Kasha is still a good Kasha. How do you get both Oinshim, both Isurim together? You only have one. On the Zaris part, he's not doing anything wrong. He's shechting. He's not a problem. So, the Rishash brings down this Machlokas Achronim. Next. What is the malacha that he's over? Vivi Kabbalah Vailach, if you're speaking about being Makabal Dadam and walking with it, Tiltul Baalmahu. That's an Isur Muktzah. Because it's designated for one purpose. You're not allowed to use it for any other purpose. So that's Muktzah, says Rashi, Ve'enkan Shvus. Rabbi Yecheskel Lando and the Agoyas on the side says, Ve'enkan Shabbos. There is a Shvus, Fakert, it's Muktzah. But there's no, the Gemara thought, as Rashi explains, that when Rabbi Yossi says you're Chayv Tu, it means, B'shoigeg, you would be Chayv Tu Chatos. For Muktzah, you're not Chayv Achatos. So what kind of Isser Shabbos is there for Muktzah? E-Baktor, and if it's for burning, the making Aktora, Rabbi Yossi himself, who says Yechayv too, but what is the old Havor Lulav Yatza? That why Rabbi Yossi says was Lois Tavar Eish B'chol Mesh Yosechim separated. We had this earlier in the Masechta as well. Why was it separated from all other of the Lama Tesmalachis? So his Shita is, one man the Yorma says L'chalik Yatza, to divide up that you're chayv 39 malachas. And Rabbi Yossi says, L'lav Yatza, that you're not over on Chil Shabbos b'mezit skila, you're only over a lav. And the Gemara thought that what is Rabbi Yossi trying to mechayv him over here in our sugya? He's trying to mechayv him one for Zaris and one for Chiv Shabbos, achatos. You're not chayv achatos if b'mezit all your over is a lav. So what's the case? Om Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, b'shchitas porish okoin gadol. It's speaking about a czar shechted on Yom Kippur, as Rashi says, the par koin gadol. Look at Divrei Omer, like the Mandi Omar, who learns in Yuma, daf mem beis, that shechitas par roishal koin gadol, bizar psula, it's possible by a czar. So that's how you have zarus, and it's Yom Kippur. Memele, you'll also have the issue of Chilul. The Achrayim ask, but we're talking about Shabbos, and you're telling me Yom Kippur. It's a very big doichik to say Shabbos means Yom Kippur. But that's what the Gemara at this point wants the answer. For the Gemara, if that's the Pshat, Yochi Mayir, Yizar, why are you only talking about a Yisrael, a Filikoin Hejit Nami, as Rashi brings down, since it says Chuka, Lechok Oilam, and wherever it says Chuka, it's Ikuva, so since it says that Aaron should do it, so Aaron is a Kohen Gadol, so Bedafka Kohen Gadol, even a Kohen Hedget's not allowed to do it. So why are you speaking about Zar? You should even speak about a Kohen Hedget. The Gemara answers, Enechonami, that's what Zar means. She's Zar Etzloi Kamar. He's a Zar compared to the Kohen Gadol. Enechonami would include a Kohen Hedget as well. He's a stranger. Whether he's a Yisrael or even if he's a Kohen Hedget, he's not allowed to do it. Maskula Ravashi. Ravashi doesn't like this, maybe he doesn't like this answer because of Yom Kippur is a big doichik if we're speaking about Shabbos. Midi Chatois Ktani, Oilavik Ktani. I don't like your whole kasha to begin with. When Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi Yossi didn't say chayiv shtayim. He said a lashon yesh kan mishum zaris umishum shabbos umishum bamum mishum tumah. He never said chayiv oinchim. Eli sur ba'alma kachashiv. We're just talking about what he sur mizayver. So, you'll tell me, l'may nafkimina, what's the difference if he's not going to get a chi of chatos? If he's two, he has to bring two chatois. But if it's stumped to be over, oh yes, there is a difference. L'koivrei ben Risharim Gemurim, as we explained a few times in the sugya, according to Rashi, a person like this would be buried in the worst cemetery of Niskolim v'Nisrafin, where they're buried. According to Tosfos, he doesn't get that because he's not being over on a chi of skila or a chi of sreifa, but rather he's doing two averas, and he'll be buried in the cemetery where the persons who were over more Isurim were buried. It comes out, according to the Maskan of the Gemara, that according to Rav Yossi, he's chayiv by Isser Moisev. By Isser Koil, we have a machloik, as our Gemara and them done, that by, even by Isser Koil, he says Isser Chal Isser. By Bevas Achas, he's chayiv Shtayim as well. Rav Shimon disagrees by Isser Moisev, by Isser Koil, he holds Ein Isser Chal Isser. By Bas Achas, there's a machloik, Rav Chia and Bar Kapora. And the Gemara brought a riot to Rav Chia, that even Rav Shimon is Moide Bevas Achas, that you are chayiv Shtayim. That's one machlokas that we had here. So it comes out that we have a big machlokas between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, whether Isser Moisef, or perhaps even Isser Koilel, is Chayiv 2, or you're only Chayiv 1, according to Rabbi Shimon, because Ain Isser Chal Isser. And it comes out another machlokas, according to the last line of our Gemara, that even if there is no inyan of Isser Chalal Isser, for whatever reason, you're only speaking about a lav, let's say, you're not speaking about a chiyuv of a chatos, but still there could be enough gemina lekayver be'risham gemurim. According to Rabbi Yossi, since you were over two isurim, you, even though it's not a chiyuv skil or a chiyuv chatos, but you'll be buried in a worse cemetery. According to Rabbi Shimon, no, you're only over one, and it could be it's the same machlokas because ein isser chal isser, and therefore you will not be buried in the worst cemetery. This brings us to the conclusion of the difficult sugya of Ein Isser Chalal Isser, and in Mir Tzeshem, Be'ez Hashem, B'siyata Rishmayin, tomorrow Shir, we will begin the next Mishnah.